I have the privilege to speak to Lukolo Kentane this afternoon. He is the National Director for Alpha SA. Lukolo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Thank you so, so much for having me. Looking forward to our time together.
Wonderful. And I do appreciate you taking time speaking to us this afternoon. And it's all about your ministry as well as the youth training event coming up this month. Lukolo, let's start with, where did Alpha begin?
Yes, Alpha began in a small church in the center of London, which they used this program then called Alpha, which was meant to be more of a discipleship process. People who had come to faith somehow, who wanted to grow in the Lord. Nikki Gambo and Pippa Gambo, who are the pioneers of Alpha currently, said the course is great, but imagine if we used it to bring people to come and discuss, and those who are not in the church. The church ended up growing, and now they've planted over 100 churches across the United Kingdom.
Sure.
Alpha is in so many countries all over the world. Just in Africa, we're in South Africa, we're in Kenya, we're in Nigeria, we're in Rwanda, we're in Uganda, and for this, you know, very simple but effective tool that used to transform this church in London is now all over the world.
You know, I'm reading that Alpha was created to emphasize the essential that all denominations agree on, the unity, and that you believe at Alpha that that what unites us as God's children across all barriers is infinitely greater than what divides us. And it's so important to take this principle. Give us some more information about this principle, about the passion for unity.
The passion for unity is such an important one, because in our world we can be defined by so many other things. And some of the things are very important things. But if you take some of those more important things and place it in the value in terms of what God values the most, if we prioritize Him and what He's doing, some of those necessary things take their necessary place. So at Alpha, we believe very much in unity across denominations, across races, across theological camps, and across people who maybe, you know, don't agree on specific things. And how we do that, and we say we focus on the fundamental basics of the Christian faith, and so it's not to take anybody away from the church that they come from, but we are focusing on Jesus and Jesus Himself. And so the course in and of itself is made for people who are skeptics, people who are on the outside, people who are not, wouldn't necessarily call them Christians. But when you speak to Christians and you speak to pastors, we say in South Africa, every single denomination in this country is running Alpha across the country, because we prioritize unity. We want to bring the body of Christ together, because we believe that if we are together, there's so much more that could be done in this country, but also all over the world as well.
You say you are by the church and for the church with a hope message. Let's hear it.
It is by the church. It's fact that this isn't a program made and then is given to the church, but it's a program that is made by the church. Started in a small church called Holy Trinity Brompton, and that church runs Alpha three times a year, and they've been doing that for the last 30 years. And so what we're trying to say when it's by the church, that we are not just a program or a course that we give out there to other churches, but it is run in the church. But also, we are so for the church. We champion the church. We champion the church that's small. We champion the church that's big, the church that's outside, the church that has all the nice lights, and the church that is trying to get it. We champion the church, the Anglican church, the Methodist church. We champion the Enfrique church, and we champion the Pentecostal church. We are for the church. Part of our vision is we want to assist, walk alongside, equipping the church in its mission to do what God has implanted or given that specific church what to do. And we want to say, as Alpha, we want to walk alongside you so that you can reach the people that God has called you to reach, or the people that are right in front of you. So we are by the church, meaning this is a program created in the church, and also we are so for the church. And the reason why we're for the church is we give all of our resources out for free. And the reason why we do that is because we want to boldly say we are here to serve you in what God has given you. And so freely He gave us, and so freely we give the resources to every church for free as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Give us some insights broadly about the Alpha course.
Yes. In South Africa currently about over 500 churches are running Alpha. We have over 32 prisons running, prisons currently running Alpha as well. Half of those courses, it's young people below the age of 18, so over 250 churches who are running it, primarily for youth and for young people as well. It's happening in schools, it's happening in workplaces, it's happening online, it's happening in churches, it's happening in coffee shops, all over, where people can imagine, where people can connect to come together to discuss, to come together to explore together. The Alpha course is happening, and we are not just seeing lives, sort of be transformed in the sense of people coming to know Jesus by themselves, but we're seeing how the church culture itself, is growing. Young people and people themselves are becoming a lot more open to the people who wouldn't consider themselves Christian, the people who are on the outskirts. Because Alpha in and of itself emphasizes this beautiful sense of hospitality, which wants you to ask how the other person is doing and what they think. And so for me, it's an immense privilege to walk alongside leaders, pastors, and churches to see how one church at a time, one course at a time, one person at a time, we could impact this nation to provide a lot more hope and for people to find freedom in Jesus.
I have the privilege this afternoon to speak to Lukolo Kentane, the National Director for Alpha South Africa. Lukolo, there's a wonderful opportunity in Pretoria called Equipped to Reach. And it's for all the youth leaders, pastors, and youth who are passionate about evangelism. Tell us more about this wonderful event.
Yes, we are very, very excited to be in Pretoria. I think it's on the 27th of this month. We'll be meeting at a church called Muso Church, and we've invited every denomination there is in Pretoria. And the reason why is we want to equip young people to reach their friends with the gospel. And so that training is to give everybody the necessary tools for them also to connect with other people. But we want to equip people, and it's most importantly, equip young people to reach their friends with the gospel. And so the course is tailor-made that anyone can run it anywhere. And so this particular event is we want to implore, encourage, and walk alongside youth leaders and say, youth leaders, young people can reach their friends at school. They can reach the friends that they play sports with. They can reach their friends that they spend time with on the weekend, at home or outside, or even just on their cell phone. And so together we want to explore how can we reach young people with this message of hope and this message of freedom. And so that's why it's called Equipped to Reach, happening this month, at the end of this month, at Moso Church in Pretoria.
At Moso Church in Pretoria, and where can our listeners get more information? And I believe it's all for free.
All for free. They can get all of our information on our website, alphasa.co.za, or they can find all other and extra information on our social media pages, which is Alpha South Africa on Facebook, on Instagram, and everywhere else.
So easy, go to alpha.co.za, and there you get all the information. What a great opportunity. Thank you so much, Lukolo Kentane, the National Director of Alpha South Africa. Be blessed, my brother. And if it's cold, stay warm. And thank you for taking time speaking to us on Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit.
Blessings and love. We appreciate all the work that you are doing. Keep going.